on today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix. Mental strength exercises help you grow mentally stronger, the same way that physical exercise will help you get bigger biceps. But mental strength exercises don't have to be painful. In fact, they often involve a simple shift in the way you're thinking or a little change to your behavior. You don't even have to get up from the couch, and the key to feeling better might only take a couple of minutes. So stay tuned, and I'll share 5 things you can do right now to grow mentally stronger today. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Now, let's dive in today's episode. Today is the 100th episode of Mentally Stronger. So before I get into the mental strength exercises, I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens, subscribes, shares, supports our sponsors, and supports my work. To celebrate the fact that it's our 100th episode, I'm going to give away 100 signed copies of my books. I'll pick 100 random winners to get a copy of one of my 2 most recent books, either 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do or 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do Workbook. It's the companion guide to my first book, and the workbook came out last year. To enter, just click on the link in the show notes. That link is going to take you to a Google form. It's really quick. I just need to collect your mailing address. And then you get to decide which book you'd rather get if you win. Then be on the lookout for the book in the mail in case you're the winner. I'll choose the winners on Wednesday, April 24th, so make sure that you sign up before then. Now, let's talk about those mental strength exercises, because when people think about growing mentally stronger, they often imagine having to do like a daily cold plunge, or they think about somebody who gets up at 4 a.m. to run 10 miles. And those things might make you mentally stronger, but they're not for everyone. There are tons of other things you could do to grow mentally stronger that are much more attainable, they're simpler, and they're not nearly as painful. So today I'm going to share 5 mental strength exercises that you could do literally from the couch. They only take a couple minutes, they don't cost you any money, and you'll grow mentally stronger instantly. But whenever I mention the word exercise, people sometimes groan or they think it's going to be painful. In fact, last week I was talking to a manager about a keynote speech I'm going to deliver to their company. And we were talking about some of the challenges their company faces, and I talked about the exercises I could share that would help. One of the people in the group immediately said, "Won't the audience get really tired if we cover all these exercises?" Fortunately, that's not the case. You don't have to do any Navy SEAL-like obstacles. You don't have to push yourself to your physical limits to prove how strong you are. You can sometimes just change your thinking patterns. You don't have to torture yourself. You might have to do something slightly uncomfortable, but you can choose if that means physical discomfort, emotional discomfort. That's the great thing about building mental strength. There are literally hundreds of things you could do, and you can pick which exercises you want to try the most. And it doesn't have to be miserable. In fact, if you try to do something that's absolutely miserable, you'll struggle to stick with it. So I always encourage people, find the things that are fun or the most effective, the things that you think you're more likely to stick with. So here are 5 mental strength exercises that you can actually do from your couch. Number 1, put a name to whatever it is that you're feeling right now. So we've talked about this on the podcast before, but it's true, the saying, you have to name it to tame it. Research shows that if you just put a name to your feeling, it takes a lot of the sting out of it. Labeling an emotion also helps your brain and your body make more sense of what's going on. So if you can say, "I feel anxious right now," your brain thinks, "Oh, that's why my blood pressure went up a little or why my heart is beating a little faster." And it also might help your brain to recognize all of those thoughts running through your head at once might just be because you feel anxious. Or if you feel sad, labeling it as sadness might help you start to heal. spend a moment right now and see if you can put a name to how you're feeling. And then you can take the next step, which would be figuring out how might those emotions affect your decisions, which takes us to number two. Ask if that feeling right now is a friend or an enemy. This is one of my absolute favorite exercises. People often talk about emotions like they're positive or negative. They'll say, well, anger is a bad emotion. And it can be at times, right? Anger might be your enemy when it causes you to do something that you regret. But there are plenty of times that anger could give you courage. You might stand up for somebody because you get angry. Or you might find the courage to quit a job that you really don't like if your boss does something horrible and you feel angry. The reverse is true too, though, that emotions that people often say are the positive emotions, like excitement, they also have a dark side. It's fun to get excited when you're about to go on vacation. And in that instance, excitement is your friend. But if somebody came to you with a get-rich-quick scheme and you got so excited about the fact that you're going to get $1 billion tomorrow, then your excitement keeps you from recognizing that it's a risk and that perhaps it's a really bad idea. So in that case, excitement is your enemy. Ask yourself that question. Is that emotion I feel right now my friend or my enemy? If it's a friend, embrace it. Let yourself feel that feeling. If it's an enemy, there's two things you can do to shift how you feel, right? Change the way you think or change your behavior. Sometimes you could do both. Like you could get up and go for a walk, and while you're walking, think about something completely different. Or maybe you just read a book or do a crossword puzzle to get your mind off of however it is that you're feeling. Distraction's a great strategy. So that's the second one. Figure out if what you're feeling is a friend or an enemy. Let's pause for just a second to hear some offers from our sponsors, and then we'll dive into the last three exercises. Okay, we're back. Let's move on to the number three exercise you can do from the couch. Identify three things that you feel grateful for. Research shows that gratitude is a superpower. The benefits can include anything from you'll sleep better to you'll be a happier person. In fact, people who regularly practice gratitude take better care of their health and they actually live longer. So if you'd like to write, you could get out a journal and just write down three things you feel grateful for. Research shows that if you do that right before you go to sleep, you actually get better quality sleep. Who doesn't want that? But if you don't enjoy writing or you're not somebody who's going to keep a journal, just thinking about three things you're grateful for can be an incredible way to build mental strength. And these don't have to be huge things. You might be grateful that you heard from an old friend last week. You might be grateful that you had a really good lunch today or that you have clean water to drink. Just take a minute, though, right now and think about three things that you can be grateful for. And just like that, you've boosted your mental strength. Number four, write yourself a kind letter. This is simple, but it's really powerful. You know how when you're going through something difficult and a friend or a family member seems to give you some really kind words that hit just the right spot and you feel better? Well, your own words could be even more powerful. Most of us are way too hard on ourselves. People call themselves names. They doubt their abilities. They think, oh, I'm not good enough, right? But when you're really hard on yourself, it doesn't drive you to do better. It doesn't make you accomplish more. Instead, tons of research that shows it will actually hold you back. The key to doing better in life involves self-compassion. Not only will you perform better, but you'll feel a lot better too. So take a minute right now and just write yourself a quick letter. It could be a letter that just cheers you on so that the next time you're going through a rough time, you just take it out and there's maybe five sentences on the page that remind you that, okay, life is hard, but you're still a kind person and that's all that really matters in life. Or maybe just pick a specific challenge that you're facing. Like if you've been diagnosed with a health condition and it's going to require some changes to your life, like you have to start taking medication, write a letter that reminds you that you're strong and that you can do this, that you can get through it, that even on the toughest days, you have skills and tools and resources that will help you succeed. Whenever you need a little boost in life, read that letter. It will help you feel better, and it helps you to stay motivated. There's also research that shows if you write something down and keep it with you, you're training your brain to say, these thoughts are valuable. These are things I should think about more often. The reverse is also true. If you have negative thoughts and you write it down on a piece of paper and you throw that away, you teach your brain, I actually don't value these thoughts. These thoughts are trash. And you stop thinking about it so much. Okay, number 5, plan something fun to do this week. Planning something fun is really good for your mental health. It gives you something to look forward to and it boosts your mood. When you schedule something and then you actually put it on the calendar, you're a lot more likely to go do that thing. This is something that we do in the therapy office quite often. It's called behavioral activation or pleasant activity scheduling. It works for people who are struggling with depression or anxiety or people who are just really stressed out in life. And it doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to say, I'm going to go to a concert on Friday night. Instead, it might be something small, like next Saturday, I'm going to take the afternoon to go to the park by myself. Or Friday night, I'm going to watch a movie, even if it means I'm going to stream it from home and I'll be by myself. But having something to look forward to gives you almost an instant boost in your mood. And then you get a second boost when you actually do that fun thing, and a third boost once you've created a positive memory. So take a minute right now and schedule something fun for yourself this week and see what happens. Okay, so those are 5 mental strength exercises that you could do from the couch. Put a name to your feelings. Ask if your feeling is a friend or an enemy. Identify 3 things you're grateful for. Write yourself a kind letter and schedule something fun this week. Now, obviously you can't stay on the couch forever if you want to grow mentally stronger, but you can get a pretty good start on building mental muscle without actually lifting a finger. And when you work on mental strength exercises and you practice them every day, you will literally train your brain to think differently. And you'll get better at managing your emotions. Then, taking positive action becomes more like second nature, and you become well on your way to reaching your greatest potential. Now, there are tons more exercises for building mental strength. If you're somebody who likes these short strategies, keep listening to the podcast, because every Friday, I always share my favorite strategies, and every Monday, our guests share how they stay mentally stronger. And if you want even more strategies, check out my workbook, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do Workbook. It's available wherever books are sold, of course, even on Amazon. And if you know somebody who could benefit from hearing how to grow mentally stronger, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help someone feel better and grow stronger. And make sure that you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to the Mentally Stronger podcast. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who once took Lenny Kravitz's dog for a walk, Nick Valentine.